Welcome to the Coaching in Your Car podcast, where we discuss insider tips, tricks, and secrets to growing a successful business. Brought to you by the Foundry Group. And now, here's your host, Gavin Symes.
Hey guys, Gavin Symes here from the Foundry Group, and welcome to episode number 2 of the Coaching in Your Car podcast. So today we're going to talk about mindset and motivation, and how there's too much emphasis on that and not enough emphasis on actually doing shit. So I was speaking to a client probably a month ago now, and they were talking about how, Gavin, you know, what are you gonna do to help me, to help motivate me to do this work? And we'd sat down and we'd organized the plan, and we've done all of that sort of grunt work, and now it was time to actually pull their finger out and execute. Right, this is where the hard work actually happens, and this is where the results happen, because if you stay in planning mode forever, then nothing ever gets done, right? So they said, Gavin, how, you know, what's the motivation to sort of execute on all of these plans? And so I asked them the question, what's the reason why you started your business in the first place? And you probably have the same reasons or the same answers for this too. And most business owners say that they got into business in the first place because they want to make more money than what they were before as an employee. They want to spend more time with their family. They want to work less hours or have time flexibility in what they're doing. Or the last one is that they just generally want to be their own boss and have less stress. Now, when I asked this guy, hey, what are you, in terms of your motivation, what's the reason why you started your business? They said exactly that. So that is the sole single thing that's motivating you as a business owner to do the work that's required in your business. And if that's not enough, then you need to go and watch Tony Robbins videos, all this motivational crap on YouTube. Go and watch that and spend your time on it. Because all that happens that I've found is that makes you feel better for a short period of time. But if you don't take any action, nothing fucking changes. So what I prefer to do with my clients is tell them to start actioning items on the list that's going to get them one step closer to their goal. So let's assume that you've got to, you know, there's a goal that you've got. You want to launch a new product or a new service, or you want to sign up a massive client. There's probably 10 steps that you need to go through to get to that end goal that you want. So let's just do one or two of them in the week. And that's gonna give you motivation because you're getting closer to your goal. That's what I really find holds up business owners on that motivation front, is that feeling of staying still or not moving forward. So if you can knock a couple of things off your to-do list, not only do you get more motivated as a result of that, but you also get one step closer to actually pulling off some of this stuff that needs to be done. So my advice to you is, and you know, this is what sets me apart from all of the other business coaches, is that I focus on the practical, implementing practical stuff that's actually going to get your business results, while at the same time increases your motivation, rather than focusing on solely on motivation and getting your head right, because that's what all of my competitors do. They just focus on the head side of things, and then you're just left feeling this sort of weird feeling of happy because you've been motivated, yet empty because you haven't moved closer to your goal. I hope that's been helpful for you today. If it has been helpful, then what you can do is you can subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, and feel free, obviously, to share this podcast with your friends and family, or even give it a review if you've gotten a lot of value out of it. I'll be doing another podcast really shortly. Have a great day. And this is Gavin Symes from the Foundry Group signing out from his car for Coaching in Your Car.